Public transport is something that's usually synonymous with groans of frustration at a late-night bus or stuffy train. But for writer and theatre maker Molly Taylor, the public transport system means much, much more. She set herself a challenge to track down transport workers who had taken her on a journey that proved to be significant. Her show Love Letters to the Public Transport System charts the highs and lows of this experiment to reach out to the much maligned and often overlooked bus and train drivers. The Wire's Bonnie Parker caught up with Molly to find out more.
I was at a point in my life where my sort of fortunes changed quite significantly, and I went from a place of being quite down and heartbroken to feeling really happy and positive. And the only way I could sort of connect how my fortunes had changed is because I was just lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time. And so from thinking back over, like, okay, how have I got here? What is this good luck that I'm sort of facing the moment, I thought, actually, because I'm so reliant on public transport, because I don't drive and I travel the country often and I'm, you know, peripatetic and I work all over the shop and I'm constantly moving and changing and living in different places, that I realised that those transport networks, they are really, really important to allow us to not just get about, but just to change the course of our lives. If you get on a bus 10 minutes earlier or 10 minutes later, then the path of your life might shift quite significantly. And there was something about that which was quite ordinary, but also quite magical at the same time. And that's why I thought there's more to this than just buses and trains being something that we constantly moan about because it always let us down. On the other hand, actually, they're really, really important services that can have a massive impact on our lives.
It's love letters to public transport. It seems like the root of it is gratitude as well. And it seems like in kind of the contemporary setting, we don't really get to express our gratitude very easily. There's a part of it where you're trying to just kind of track down and you get the really negative response to that. What do you think about that in kind of the contemporary setting, the idea of gratitude?
Well, interestingly, when I wrote the piece, the idea of being grateful had slightly less sort of broad appeal that I think it has now. Because I think when we talk about sort of well-being and our health and our mental health in general, we are encouraged to sort of try and be grateful for things. So interestingly, when I was re-rehearsing the piece, having performed it a few years ago at the Edinburgh Fringe, I thought, oh, I wonder whether this will still have relevance to people. Also because I wrote it at a point when Twitter was around, but it certainly wasn't ubiquitous. And the only way I could try and contact those individuals who I wanted to find was through writing letters to the company. Maybe if I was making the show now, I would be tweeting the bus companies instead. So I suppose being grateful is something that I do think is important. And I do also think we have mediums to be grateful now. But, you know, I'm quite romantic and sentimental, and there's something about a love letter that for me is really significant. And I've still got all those replies from those train companies. And I just think that they thought, this person is totally bonkers. Like, she wants to meet our train drivers and our bus drivers. And that's not easy to achieve. These people, like, kind of like serve you and they come into your life and they take you somewhere and they drop you off somewhere else. And from that moment, it's impossible to try and reconnect with those people. And I think what they do is really, really important.
Could you tell us a little bit about what impact the love letters had on some of the people that you got in touch with?
Well, many of the people I tried to get in touch with, they struggled, I suppose, because it's not so easy to find them. You've got huge organisations and corporations and the individual men and women who work sort of on the ground. So it's quite hard to reconnect. But a lot of the transport workers that I met through my research, when I talked to them about what they do for a living and how I think it's important, it was odd that they just didn't really seem to recognise that. Or it was just so, it's just such an ordinary part of their own lives that they didn't think about that they needed to be thanked. And it's one of the funny things, of course, being a performer, is when I do my job, when I finish my show, people applaud me and I've just sat and talked for an hour. Whereas bus drivers who do a difficult job, they never get applause. They never get anyone who goes like, oh, I think what you do is really important. So I suppose that process of letter writing was about me trying to applaud everyday men and women who do something which is quite humdrum and quite ordinary and actually quite, you know, like you say, prompts like complaints in a lot of us, but also their commitment to allowing us to keep moving and doing everything we want to do with our lives is really important.
Molly Taylor, writer and star of Love Letters to the Public Transport System, which is showing now at the Adelaide Fringe Festival.